The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to the Radiate Wellness Podcast with your host, metaphysician, Reiki master, and hypnotherapist, Christy Clemens Hoffman. Each week, we will discover teachings, tips, and tools to radiate your best life ever with practitioners, authors, and luminaries to help you on your path. Wellness, joy, peace, abundance. What do you want to radiate?
Hello, and welcome back to the Radiate Wellness Podcast, where we radiate mutual understanding with Jill Carr, who shares my birthday, which is very special. Jill is the author of Astrolations, a unique astrological guide for you and all your relationships. And I have to say, this book is very unique. I've never seen anything like it. Hello, Jill. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on your podcast, Christy. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. It is a pleasure. We got to chat a bit last time we spoke. We've been having some troubles getting this together.
Yeah, but this time it will work.
Oh my gosh. I have to say, we were recording this on Wednesday, February 21st. Now the show is going to be dropping several weeks from now, but we are like on the cusp of your book coming out. When does it actually come out?
Well, it's Friday, 23rd, February. Here in the UK, I believe it may be the following week in the US, which is the 1st of March, but I may be wrong, but it's available to pre-order on Amazon and other retailers.
Fantastic. So you can pre-order the book on Amazon. Now, what I thought was very interesting about this book is, well, I'm going to let you tell it. It is very, very different. So you tell us, how is Astrolations different from other books on astrology?
Well, I think the main difference, Christy, is that most astrology books either focus on just Western astrology or Chinese astrology, and, you know, ne'er the twain shall meet. So I'm very interested in both aspects, and there seem to be a lot of similarities between both aspects. If you look on websites about Chinese astrological signs, for example, you may see, yes, sign of the rat. Is, and they call it, you know, like the Sagittarius is like the sign of the rat, which is, it is exactly the same, I shouldn't say exactly, but very, very similar to Sagittarius in Western astrology. So there are very similar traits. So I thought, well, why not blend the two together and get a deeper understanding using both aspects of astrology? And, you know, when you break down, you've got 12 signs in the Western zodiac, 12 signs in the Chinese, so it gives us 144 combinations altogether, which is a hell of a lot.
A lot. And I know that Chinese astrology works on the entire year, whereas Western astrology looks at the moment of your birth.
Yes.
Yeah. How does that reflect in our signs and how we might approach astrology in these two different ways?
Well, with Western astrology, yeah, which is the one we're mostly used to and we've sort of grown up with, but being interested in astrology, as you say, we quite rightly say, Christy, yes, your exact moment of birth, which your moon sign, Mercury, et cetera, rising sign, as well as where the sun was when you were born. So we've got all those multiple influences. And we're talking about celestial influences, aren't we? Everything that's in the heavens, the sun, the moon, stars, which are, you know, a tremendous influence on lives. I think I've done, the quote that I've got at the beginning of my book is, the force that moves the sun and the stars is the same force that moves the soul, which I think really resonates with me. And I think that's true of Western astrology. I think that gives us a very deep insight. But with Chinese astrology, as you rightly say, it's based on the year of birth. So the Chinese approach it slightly differently, in that somebody born during that year has the traits of that animal. But don't forget that there are all the elements. I'm very big on elements. I think that matching elements is a really, really useful thing to do, because to get to a character, a picture of our characters. So we've got, let's say, for example, you know, this year, as you know, is the year of the wood dragon. So somebody born 12 years ago would be water dragon. So it's not just dragon, it's water dragon, wood dragon, metal dragon, fire dragon, earth dragon. So each sign has those different elements. And your own element only comes around in 60 years. So the last time there was wood dragon was in the year of wood dragon, 1964. And as you know, the Chinese year doesn't start on January 1st, the same as the Western. It follows the lunar year. And so therefore, you have to wait for the moon to complete a full cycle of 12 months until the next new moon appears in the, say, January or February. And then you've got the new Chinese year. So, you know, so that they are basing it on a year reflecting our personalities, which I think is quite useful. And in my experience, you know, I've done quite a bit of teaching, not astrology, different things. And you find that people, yes, that year was all like teachers, and they were just really quite nice and gentle. And so it does reflect, you know, on a sort of a group of people that they can have certain traits. But as we know, there are so many other influences, and Chinese have ascendants too. I hope I'm not going on too much, Christy, but the Chinese also have ascendants, and every 2 hours the ascendant changes. So, for example, I was born in rabbit year, and I've got rabbit ascendant as well, which makes me double rabbit, whereas some people, they can be more different times of the day, so they might have a yang influence on them rather than yin. So all that, I think, together to create a full picture of our character.
I did not know that about ascendants in Chinese astrology.
Yeah, so there are. And that is your secondary influence, if you like.
Right, right. So why is it important, first of all, and then how can it give us better insight into our characters?
I think combining the signs, so you're saying the first thing was, why is it important? Secondly, right. How does it give us greater insight? It's right. Important, I think, because astrology is very complex. And I know there are many other methods of astrology. You know, there's the Vedic astrology and so on. But these, to me, are the ones that make more sense to many of us. Chinese astrology has become very well known, hasn't it, over the last, 40 years, into Westerners. And I think people do take a lot of it on board. Very complex characters to help us to gain an insight into who we are by knowing what our elements are, and lots of others, of course, whether we're positive, negative, yin or yang, all those things. Well, what I wanted to say is, because of all those various elements, really, we're all unique. Even you and I sharing a birthday, we may be similar to a certain extent, but not fully. I mean, it's nice sharing a birthday with somebody. I think I've only ever met one more person. So, which is nice. I think I mentioned before that your proper sun sign as well, which I'm not going to go into now because I think people get a bit confused by that and they don't like it.
Okay. I was going to ask you about that, but that might be a better conversation for another episode.
Yeah, because it's a bit of a debated area. Not all astrologers agree with me on that, but not just me, but there are astrologers who believe, you know, that your sun sign has changed. And all it is that I think what it is, people get confused with sun sign meaning their zodiac sign. The sun sign is where the sun was when you were born, and that has changed, but it changes every year, and it has changed over 2,000 years, you see. So, but leaving that aside, Christy, I think all the various influences we have do create a unique persona for all of us. So we understand who we are, we can try and find out in subtle ways, I've got very subtle ways of finding out when people are born, how we match up, you know, friends and colleagues, but obviously romantic partners, it's easier, as somebody said to me the other day, to find out, you know, your potential mate. So, you know, it's not the be-all and end-all, and we all know that there's nature and nurture and there are many influences, but I do feel that, as Jung said, you know, the psychologist, you know, who was very influential, brought psychology into astrology, really. He said that we are an innate ability to be who we are at the time we were born. And that's what he believes, and I agree. So yeah. does that answer, or do you want me to go on a little bit more about it?
Go on a little bit more about this. I always tell people I know enough about astrology to make me dangerous. So I love learning more and more about it. It's a fascinating subject. So yes, please tell us more.
I think that we're looking for a meaning to our existence. This is what drew me to astrology. I don't know about you, but thinking, do you know, there's got to be something more in life. And okay, like I was brought up in the Christian, you know, it says more to the Methodist. And yes, it did lead me to believe that there is a strong force, however you want to describe it. And, you know, whether that's, you know, is a deity or not. But there is a strong life force. We're looking for a meaning to existence on our beautiful planet. And astrology allows us to use the wisdom of the ancients, you know, the ancient Babylonians, who saw that the constellations, in fact, influence our nature and our characters. And I think this, to me, thought, yes, this is this mysterious something I really want to find out more about. You know, when I was around 15, 16, and so I just carried on and on, looking into it and studying and just absorbing and talking to some people just aren't interested in it. But I do think that people who are interested, like yourself, it's such a lively area of study and it does help us. I really, truly believe it does help us to understand others. And this is my true belief. So, and they say, our rising signs, moon signs, and so on, give us that huge, huge insight. And it's not always easy. I know you can go online, you can say, okay, my rising signs in Sagittarius, so what does that mean? You know, there are some very, very good sites, and it gives you a breakdown. But nevertheless, the layperson can get befuddled by science. And it's not science, but it seems scientific, doesn't it? And you do need somebody to sort of to translate it for you and to make it more understandable, I think, which is what I've been trying to do, Christy, in my book.
Yes.
And to explain how people can relate, say, to their child. I think it's very important to understand why your child is as they are, not to chip off the old block, but themselves.
And there are so many things, especially in the Western astrology, that contribute to that, you know, where each planet is placed, some of the major asteroids are where they're placed and can have subtle influences on communication, values, desire, et cetera, et cetera. So it's good to know these things. In other words, it's beyond just like the newspaper horoscope.
Yeah, that's too simplistic, isn't it? But I mean, obviously, that's where we all, I mean, there are magazines, you know, that I love to have and say, oh, yes, what's going to happen to me? And it's like, will I find my true love? All that sort of thing. And I know romantic relationships are very important to us. And this is what I try to focus on quite a lot. But I do know that that's not the be all and end all. We have so many other relationships. And I think with our family is very important. I mean, I'm lucky to have four wonderful sisters. We've always got on really well. There's always flash points. But because I realised how our signs meld, because thanks to our wonderful parents as well, which I've been very lucky with, because not everybody's lucky to have wonderful parents. And you might understand why, you know, looking at their signs, you understand how to support each other through life or not.
Or the lessons that you choose to experience together.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've all been, on the whole, very supportive of what I'm doing. And they sort of see me as I'm their astro guide in the family. And we have interesting conversations about it, which I also find great. And I go to, there's an astrology group here in Cornwall, where I live in the UK. And all they do is discuss where the planets are today and who's what in retrograde. And it is very, very interesting. Some of them extremely knowledgeable. I would urge people, if they are interested in astrology, to attend some of these groups. But they're not really interested in the whole aspect of it that I'm interested in. It's just like, no, it's just about Western astrology. So that I find that a bit blinkered. But nevertheless, very interesting people, very knowledgeable. So there is a lot of interest. You just have to seek it out. But I do love chatting to these people. It's lovely. But it's, I know it's like preaching to the converted. And I'm not here, I'm not writing this book to try and convert people to astrology. I think people who get this and have an interest in it. Oh, I'm doing relationships, yeah.
Well, the question that I have is, this book is very, very comprehensive. My goodness, it's almost 800 pages. How do you envision people using this book?
I don't want to take too much of your time, but I would like to ask you a few simple favors. First of all, please rate, review, and share this podcast wherever you're listening. You know, it sounds like a simple little thing, and it is, but it has a huge impact for us because it helps other people find us in the podcasting algorithms. I don't know how it works, but I do know that it helps a lot. Next, if you would subscribe or follow wherever you're listening, whether that's YouTube or Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, Spotify, wherever you're listening, just hit subscribe or follow, and that helps you and it helps us. It helps you because then you receive notifications when we have a new episode that's out. It helps us because, again, algorithm magic, I don't know what happens. But it helps. And then finally, you can support our podcast in a tangible way by going to radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast and then click on support the show. Now, we have a new feature too. We are now on Patreon. You can find us on Patreon. You can also find the link to Patreon when you go to radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast. So on Patreon, for $3 a month or $5 a month, you can support your metaphysical and spiritual growth. You can learn about upcoming guests, and you can get early and ad-free versions of the shows. So please support us. This podcast is free for you to listen, but we have costs, and quite frankly, they come out of my pocket. So if you like this content, if you get a lot out of it, please see what you can do to give back. Thank you so much.
Well, there are many layers to it. People can use it on a, you may not know much about astrology, but think, I would like to find out some more. So they will read the book to get a basic understanding, which I think they would gain from Astrolations, I should say. I spent the time, I can't keep saying the book, I should say Astrolations. Point there it is. I love the cover and what people are going to get out of it. So people who are beginners of astrology will hopefully find it fascinating. People who know a bit, they'll think, oh yeah, I didn't know about Chinese astrology. I have a good friend, an online friend in Reno, she provided me with a fantastic endorsement. She said, I'm so interested in, she's, there are various areas of study, aren't there? She's interested in Chinese astrology. She said, this is going to really help me. As one person who's given me an advanced review of the book said, which I think is a very pertinent, people could use it as a reference source for, say, writing blog posts, etc., or just online content, or just as a method of studying, as I've used astrology textbooks, to help them maybe write their own little spin on astrology, whatever they want to focus on. So I hope it would help people on many, many levels, Christy.
Right. So if you're wanting, for example, you've got a child and you're wanting to figure them out, where would you suggest beginning with that?
Sorry, I went a bit quiet there. Sorry.
Okay.
If that's a child.
So let's say you've got a child and you're wanting to figure out the compatibility, you're wanting to figure out.
Yeah. That.
Where would you start? Where do you even begin to look at their astrology? Like using your book, for example.
Okay. Well, so for example, my granddaughter was born last year, in the year of the water tiger. And as soon as she was born, and when anybody in the family is born, I write a chart for them. And so, you know, her mother is very interested. That's not my, it's my partner's daughter. She is really into astrology. And so they know to the exact time of birth and so on. And I could do a basic chart of exactly when that child was born, and how she might relate to her parents, which is challenging for them because she's very young, they're both very young. But on the other hand, they're sort of prepared for that. You know, so you can find that out yourself. You can look into the book and find out, my child was born and that's just your day. This is why they're not keen on school sports, because they're a Scorpio snake and they hate this sort of thing. Don't force them into it. Don't force them into things. If you see that their character is not suited, you know, why are they so noisy and tearing around this all the time? Why can't they sit still? Or they could be an Aquarius tiger. There's things like that. So you think, okay, so maybe I'll channel that energy. I mean, if teachers could understand all this. But then again, here we have some of the classes of 30, imagine four teachers trying to analyze all their students. But yeah, so I would say, I think, you know, should help parents in that way. Or else looking from their own perspective, you know, I'm a short-tempered Leo monkey or something like that. I want them to be rushing around and projects on and always busy, but they want to just sit and read. Well, let them, because they may be, you know, a Pisces rabbit or something like that. You know, there's all different, and I'm being quite simplistic there, Krista, because as I just said, there are many, many differences. And, you know, the child is born at a certain time, they maintain all those characteristics that come from their planets for the rest of their life.
Right.
For better or worse.
I have to say, it is helpful to understand these things because, you know, you're not going to place unrealistic expectations on somebody. You're going to just have a deeper understanding of the things that they do that drive you crazy.
Yeah.
For example, I've got some Virgos who they need organization and cleanliness and all this. That is not me. I'm a slob, but I'm like, okay, that's just, they're not doing this to drive me crazy. It's just, we're very different. Right. So that can help a lot. Mm. So how do you think astrolations will help me gain greater insight into my own character and others?
Well, I think from many things that I said, just by studying those influences, I mean, you know, you have to do a bit. I've not explained about all the rising signs and moon signs because the book would be about 2,000 pages long. There's so much to go into, but I have given people the tools to find out themselves. And obviously, you know all about moons. I think moon sign and rising signs, most astrologers agree, are very, very important, almost as important as your sun sign. So I think people do need to know those. Those are the very, very least. And so if people say using the tools, I think I have, I'm not sure if I've suggested websites, but there are so many. One of my favourites is Astro Sofa, because they just give a complete breakdown of all the planets in the sign in a very, very easy to read way. I am plugging a site there, but it is my fave site. And they explain how the moon sign, for example, I have moon in Leo, as well as being a Leo, which sort of makes me Leo, and also rising sign in Leo. Can you believe it? So that's why I'm a bit of a show off and like talking about myself. You know, you understand these things and you think, come on, Angel, calm it down a bit, just tone it down. You're being too Leo. Do you see where I'm coming from there, Christy? That you understand these things because you've got all this Leo. But on the other hand, I think we should look for balance in our characters. And what I do when I'm looking at people's elements, as I write down FFW, you know, et cetera, by their signs, which how what balance they've got. And one person who's watching, I haven't done the interview with them yet, but they've asked me to provide a chart, read out the chart for them, just a simplistic one on air. So I've done that for them and looked at the balance of their elements and very, very healthy. Probably a couple of water, a couple of fire, a couple of earth, and then the Chinese elements, maybe one of wood. So there's some really, really good balance. And I think this, a balanced person, Christy, is somebody who's going to derive more from life, understand people more. I think if you've got a heavy water, say, heavy fire, you've got to find a way of balancing that out. So, you know, earth in your sign, so maybe do some grounding exercises to try and ground yourself down a little bit rather than being up in the air. And that resonates in many other areas of study as well. People have balancing, I'm sure you know about that, balancing out. So I think balance in elements, to me, is really important. Okay. And looking up at the opposites as well, let's say, okay, you're a rat, but you've got a horse ascendant. Now, rat and horse are opposite. And therefore, you may have a sort of inner conflict. And, you know, some people do, they don't feel they've got some sort of inner conflict and they wonder why. And that is one pointer. And I know there are many, many psychological reasons for these, but I feel it's a starting point, Christy, for people to understand themselves. I know it's not the only way, but I think it's an important one. And this is how we can gain insight into ourselves. And I think knowing yourself, it's taken probably a long time to know. I think it takes us a long time to know ourselves properly. I use a tarot as well, which I think is a very useful tool. Sure you do see. And there are many echoes of tarot in astrology, or vitamins, or astrology and tarot, I should say. Astrology came first. So, yeah, it's so complex. But I do think it's a starting point for understanding ourselves and thereby understanding others and just giving more to society. Really, I'm very big on society. We're not individuals. We all coexist. There are more and more of us on the planet. We need to learn how to get along.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I believe.
Now, how did you get into astrology in the first place, Jill?
As I say, it was just by realizing that I was interested in mysteries in life. And this is when I was a teenager, as we said before, reading signs in the magazines and newspaper, what's going to happen to me today, and thinking, oh, this is great. This is really interesting. That's got me into it. And as I say, as I was a student, I found this hefty book in a city bookstore called The Modern Textbook of Astrology by Margaret Holland, who is still, she's dead now, it's an old book, but she's so knowledgeable, one of the most knowledgeable people on astrology in the world. I mean, she's not from the UK, but she's well recognised. And I studied that and thought, wow. And started getting other books, and my friends, say, "Jill, this is an interesting book, but I got you for a present." And then somebody got me a book on Chinese astrology. And oh, wow. So that was probably in the late 1970s. And I thought, this is me. So, this is just, it's all just really grabbed me, the person I am, because I have a lot of link to mysticism, I think, in my character. So it just appealed to me, Christy, and I just studied it ever since. Obviously, your work gets in the way, your career gets in the way, other things get in the way, children, etc. But it's always been there at the backbone of my life. So, but anyway, you're going back to your answer, how did I get into it? Yeah, as a teenager. And I think, there are many things you were open to as a teenager. You're looking for meanings.
Now, you said that you grew up kind of Methodist.
Yeah.
How did your family, what did they think of that, of your interest in astrology?
Oh, my parents are very tolerant. It's my mother who's the main Methodist. Oh, she didn't drink, but she, which is, I know, a Methodist tradition. And she was a good, good person. She believed in the good in others. And I think that's what I feel is a Christian value. Thinking of Christianity as a philosophy, which I do. And then I have studied philosophy. I've got a degree in philosophy. So I'm really, that doesn't mean so many good, but certain aspects of it. It's a vast area of history, isn't it? But I think she imbued this in all, with me and my sisters. And my father too, although he sometimes played the organ in the church, I did too, because my piano teacher was the organist in the chapel. And I loved the hymns, because I love singing. I'm a musician and singer as well. And I loved all that. I loved the meanings of the words and the whole thing. But I think with the Methodists, it's quite simplistic. And I think you've got an idea of something important in life. And I think it was very, very valuable to me. But as you say, my parents, my mum, she accepted what I believed, and she didn't question it, she wasn't critical. And my dad just thought, this is just Jill, being Jill. And they were just very accepting of it, and they know that that's what it is. And even my mum, I think she sort of thought it was a game, is the edge of the sort of interest, but I mean, they've been dead a number of years now, but they know I'm very, very interested in it, and they understand. It's me.
That's right. And I have to say, for being a triple Leo, now I'm a Leo, my dad was a Leo, my sister is no Leos. You don't fit the typical mold that I think of for a Leo.
Sorry?
A mold that I think of as a Leo. That's really great. There must be some more things going on in your chart, including
yeah, And I mean, it's funny, isn't it, what people think of as a typical Leo? How would you describe a typical Leo, Christy?
Generous, which you are generous with your time, I have to say, and you're very gracious. Someone who likes the spotlight, which I don't see that of you too much.
Really? Yeah. Do you know what? I think because my true sign's in Cancer, so I can come across as a little, I don't know about shy, but, you know, not necessarily. I mean, I do sparkle because I am in a little band. When we, I'm sort of the main singer and guitar, rhythm guitarist, and they've got another guitarist. So, and I do shine. And I love to perform. So that is my Leo coming out. But when I'm singing at all, when I sing with a leader dementia group, people that have got dementia, we sing those, help singing songs, and I sometimes lead that, and I love that. We had that yesterday, a meeting, and it really resonates with people with their problems with their brain. So I do come out and shine. So there are those aspects, yeah. I mean, often Leo is very boastful. I sometimes think that I am a bit boastful. You obviously don't see that.
I haven't seen it yet.
Ah, well, that's interesting, isn't it? Since I say my rising and moon is in Leo as well, so it must show in different ways. Yeah, I mean, I see you as both Leo and Cancer, which you are, same as me, you see, aren't you? So I can see those two sides. But I can tell you're a very personable host, which would equate with a Leo, yeah.
What's your Chinese sign?
It's rabbit.
That's right, you said that, yeah, you were like a double rabbit.
Hmm?
Said you were a double rabbit, I think you said.
Double rabbit, yeah, because my ascendant is rabbit too. So I suppose it's that because rabbit is more aligned to Pisces, which is why I'm quite intuitive and sometimes too intuitive. It sort of just scares me sometimes and a little bit psychic and really interested in peace and mysteries. So, yeah, there is that aspect. But I do like to talk. I suppose rabbits do, they can be very chatty, you know, so yeah, chattable. So
I'm sure among rabbits, I would imagine we'd be also very sociable with other rabbits.
Yeah.
The physical rabbits that I see in my yard.
Yeah. Don't see many rabbits around here.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah. Another question for you, Jill, is what do you consider the most important factor when matching people up in relationships?
The $1 million question, yeah. It's funny because I've been looking at my notes here, sort of like to write out my own, because my writing is appalling. So I have to type. I can't even understand it myself sometimes. So I think most of us are looking for someone to share our lives, our soulmate, which is probably putting it up there. Oh, yeah, we all want a soulmate, which we would like. But by understanding our own mix of astrological influences, we can more easily find that person by comparing their astrological characteristics with our own. And I think it's important to achieve a workable match. You meet somebody, when I met my partner, I sort of thought, right, I've got to find out surreptitiously, you know, when his birthday is, and I sort of did, because people like to tell things about themselves, don't they? So you can worm things out of people. And I thought, oh, right, So on the face of it, not great. But then you look at all the rest of it and you find out, oh, by the way, do you know what time you're you know, so you find out all the rest of the stuff and you then get a sort of workable match. And as it happens, elements complement each other quite well. Everybody has flashpoints, okay? No relationship's perfect. So, for example, it's going to be a trigger point. For example, if somebody's got Mars in Cancer and one's got Mars in Aries, as you know, Mars is the planet which influences how we relate to arguments and bad vibes generally. The person with Mars in Cancer is going to sulk in an argument, and the Mars in Aries is going to blow a fuse. So that's where you sort of think, right, there's where the tricky bits are going to arise. But if on the whole, it's not anything awful, because there are some things that just don't work, and I think people realise this. But I think Mars in Cancer, Mars in Aries, yeah, you can cope with that. For instance, one of my sisters she's got a partner who, they're considering living together, you see, they've only been known each other for a few years, and she's saying, yeah, I mean, it's great, he suits me so well. I said, yes, he does, he's a wood horse. She's really interested in, we talk about how they match. But she said, oh, because she's so tidy, she loves everything just where it is in the kitchen. She said he's such a slob. I said, that's a bit strong. But he isn't. That's just the way he is. He's cooking and stuff, and he doesn't do things the way she likes it. So that's their flashpoint. And there's always a flashpoint like that. But it's not usually anything major, is it? Because if it's something major, then, yeah, there can be innate differences. So I think looking for a workable match in the elements is very important. So, for instance, fire and water don't traditionally go well together. But you might show, you might find that when we've got quite a bit of Chinese wood, for example, which would balance that out. So it's looking for, it's understanding the elements. And in my book, Astrolations, I explain how all the elements balance, how they manifest themselves, so people can understand. Okay, when I've got a negative fire or positive fire, that depends on whether the fire is in Leo or in another sign. They're all positive signs, aren't they, in the zodiac? But let's say if you've got a negative fire, it's a sheep, you could be a fire sheep, and the sheep is a yin sign. So it's all these. I know it's so many different aspects. This is the thing. So many aspects. But I think, to me, that's the most important, finding out their elements, working out what your different planetary signs are. Does that answer that somewhat?
Yes, it does. It's a lot to consider. And when
you
look at astrology, they think that sun sign is the most important. Some of them may know the role of the rising sign. Some may know the role of the moon. But there's so much more to that. And then when you add in the Chinese, and do you ever dabble in Vedic astrology?
No, I've read a little about it, but no, I don't know. I should, so this is another area. Do you, Christy, yourself?
No.
I
have a friend who has taken a very deep dive into Vedic, but
yeah,
I'm dangerous enough with Western astrology. I don't need to be adding anything else on. I'd be really dangerous.
Yeah.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's totally a different system of belief from what I gather to what we're used to. And I think it would take me, a long time to understand it. I feel I've got enough on my plate with what I do believe in, what I'm writing about and talk about, but never too old to learn.
Right. Never
too old. Yeah.
Where can we find your book?
So on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, hopefully in bookstores near the listeners. And of course, on the own books site. And that's own. It's strange, isn't it? Because it's not, it's just, I'm sure if you put in own books, it would find it, but it's a sort of a lovely closed circle. So obooks.com, the wonderful publishers that I'm with. And that's where people can find my book.
Website or social media presence that we can go to find you?
Yeah, I'm not big on social media, but where I have got my own website, and that is I know it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? But it's about an amalgamation of astrological relationships, so it's just condensed. So www.astrolations.co.uk is my website, and I've explained so many things on that. There's forecasts for the year ahead for each sign, not only Chinese, but for Western signs, and I will update that every year, and I explain all about the elements and descendant signs and so on, Christy. So that people will head over to there, they'll find out so much information. I've also got a Facebook page, a public Facebook page, Astrolations, which people can look at. I update it fairly regularly. So, yeah, that's where I am.
Looking at your website now, and it's beautiful, and it does break down all of the elements, breaks down Chinese signs, Western signs. It does all of those things. Is there anything that we have not covered, have not talked about, that you think is important?
Well, I think one thing I did talk about why the Chinese year starts when it does, about the lunar year. So I think we did touch on that, didn't we? I think we did talk about combining signs, and I think I could go on about that forever and ever. But I've got an example of combining signs to do with personal relationships. So someone who's Western Leo and Chinese rooster, they possess the element of fire from Leos and metal from roosters. Now, this is the other thing which I haven't spoken about. Each of the Chinese signs has its native element. So whatever else, let's say, for example, somebody is a metal sheep, they also have fire, because fire is sheep's native element. So it doesn't matter what element you are, you've also got the native element. So the native element then, so from rooster is metal. So you'd have fire and metal. which aren't too bad together. Metal is very similar to air in Western astrology. It's got those same qualities. You could be metal, water, wood, fire, earth booster, which people got to look at as well, and on the ascendant. So all of those here, rather than saying, Leo and Russo, probably not great, but then you've got to look at all the rest of it. No point just saying, but I know people do, and that is why I think people are mistaken sometimes in what they think is compatible and what isn't. Not everybody wants to look at it in such a lot of detail, but I do think it helps people, Christy, to understand more about themselves, and I really think it's important. Yeah, my belief.
Well, this is the tragic flaw of King Lear, was that he ever did but slenderly know himself. So Shakespeare's King Lear, yes, that was a tragic downfall.
Yeah,
knowing ourselves is very important, and knowing other people as well is very, very important. I think your book does a wonderful job of explaining all of the things that go into at least the astrological aspects of people. Thank you so much for putting this book out into the world. I think it's helpful.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed talking to you. I've enjoyed how you brought out the aspects of astrolations. And I hope people don't think, this is going to be very confusing, because it's not. I think I've made it very clear. Yeah.
It is very clear. It is very clear. Again, the name of the book is Astrolations, A Unique Astrological Guide for You and All Your Relationships by Jill Carr from the UK. This will be out by the time that this episode drops. So if you're listening to this episode now, the book is already out. Go out and find it on all the places where we can find books.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jill, for joining me today. This has been a pleasure. And I love your birthday and finding someone who shares a birthday with me.
We can think of each other on our birthdays, can't we?
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We also share a birthday with Tony Bennett, the singer.
Yeah.
And yes, Martha Stewart.
And Martha Stewart. And Terry Wogan, you may not have heard of. He was a fantastic radio presenter, and he used to present the Eurovision contest. He's an Irishman and the darling of many a housewife on the radio in this country. He got a lot of beautiful Irish brogue, such a funny man, and he's the same birthday. You look him up, he's just charming, absolutely charming.
All right, well, that's exciting. Again, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure, Jill.
Thank you very much, Christy. Thank you.
Radiate Wellness is an international community of holistic and alternative healers dedicated to helping you create spiritual, energetic, and physical well-being. To learn more about our practitioners, services, classes, and events, or to schedule an appointment, visit us at radiatewellnesscommunity.com.